in to the Mark and Brian radio program. With us on the phone is a gentleman that we met, and it was the first time I'd really ever met him, because I don't watch Food Network. I'm not one of those people. But the first time I had met him was when he was on the show, and I just walked away from that thinking, I dig the hell out of that guy. With us on the phone is Guy Fieri. What's going on, man?
Listen, I was just talking about it. I'm still in a whirlwind from the last time I hung out with you guys. And you know what? This is just—it's just setting it up for another round of debauchery.
Well, listen. I was out with my dogs watching some TV out in the gazebo the other night, and the Food Channel was on, and your show, and you were in a diner, and they had made what looked like the biggest hamburger I'd ever seen, and there was—and you were going to eat it, or at least take a bite of it, and there was no way to pick it up. So you just kind of bent down and just like bit into it, and you came up, and hamburger was all over your face, and you said, is there any on my face?
But you understand that the comic relief of me being the guy that gets inside of them, I think that was a place called Hillbilly Hot Dog.
Wow.
And they are the home, the number one item, or their signature item, is called the Home Wrecker, and it's a 2-pound hot dog.
God.
That's about the size of a baseball bat and about 2 feet long. Yeah, quite the takeout food.
Guy, listen, man, we're really happy for you because you've got a new show. It premieres Sunday, March 14th, NBC at 7 p.m. It's called Minute to Win It. What happens?
Well, I can't believe that with the name being Minute to Win It, you guys have not pulled off 16 parodies of that name already this morning.
Oh, it's coming.
So I'm just going to reserve the fact that I think if someone would just keep a tape for me on what goes down after I get off the phone, because, I mean, the name is classic in itself. Here's the deal. You play those little games. Remember the games? You play it at a bar. You play it maybe when you were in school. You know, you had a rainy day. You had to stay in the classroom. And you had just these simple games. Bounce this over that into this.
Right.
Roll this. Hit that. Knock that over. Simple games that are challenging because you got to use the right tempo, you got to use the right time, you can't exhaust all the, you know, all the arsenal of ping pong balls, that kind of stuff.
Right.
Well, that's what the game's all about. But the great thing here is 10 games, 60 seconds apiece. Complete all 10 games, move through the challenges, you can win $1 million.
Wow.
Let me tell you why this is such a great idea. My partner and I looked at each other when you talked about that because we relate to it. My partner and I can take a wad of paper and a flower vase, an empty flower vase, and have 4 hours, and we've done it, 4 hours of grueling competition.
and competition to the point that when you win, you have just won in your mind and in the circle of people watching you, you have just won the NBA championship. You have just completed, you know, the Iron Man. No, I'm the same way. We were standing there, actually, when I was on the road show and I came by to visit you guys. So we're in L.A. I'm getting ready to go on stage. I got all my, you know, my William Morris Endeavor agents standing around. And my buddies and I turn into three-year-olds,
yeah,
with this water bottle, tossing it to this trash can, bouncing it off the wall of who can get the most.
Yeah.
You know, and to the distance. And we were betting things like chef knives. I'll bet you my two new chef knives. And they're looking at us like, are you guys four-year-olds? I mean, what is exactly going on? But it's exact. You got the point. And I'm going to tell you. When you watch this show, you only need to buy, I say it all the time, just buy half a ticket because you're only going to sit on half the seat. You're going to be on the edge of your seat.
Oh, wow.
The way they have edited it, I mean, just the way it naturally was, the show naturally was, I mean, it's everyday people playing everyday games, and you're sitting there going, oh, I could do that. Oh, I could do that.
Right. Can you describe some of the challenges?
Okay, well, this is the other fantastic part of the game, is of this show, is that the game wizards, which I named them, mm-hmm, the game wizards that made this up, put the funniest names on the end of these things, and I can't believe that they pass go on this, but one of the first games that usually come out is called Hanky Panky, and that's removing in 60 seconds all the tissues out of a tissue box, a standard tissue box, with one hand. Now, sounds simple, but have you ever seen anybody tear a rotator cuff ripping tissues out of a box? It gets that close. There's don't blow the Joker. That's another one. That's where you're blowing a deck of cards off the top of a bottle.
Oh, is it now? Okay, good.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, well, that's what that game's called. I wondered. And, I mean, there's the junk in the trunk. That has got to be one of the funniest games ever invented. And that is where the contestant puts a belt on, and the connected to the belt is a tissue box. Mm-hmm. And inside the tissue box is 8 ping pong balls. They have to gyrate and funculate. They have to dance, move, whatever they can to shake these ping pong balls out.
Funny.
Now, I'll tell you, for some people, it really looks groovy. Other people, it looks like they're having some type of a seizure. You guys are going to die when you see this, because some of the people doing it just put everything into it, and some win and some don't.
Guy, there's something we thought of you about. We're doing the show. This is a month ago. And we have a break. Brian comes in, and he goes, dude, you got to see this. Come here. So I go out with him. Out and back is basically this giant orange Roach Coach truck. And on the side, it says the grilled cheese truck.
Nice.
All they sell is various variations of grilled cheese sandwiches.
Oh.
And he said where there's only one of them, and wherever they go, they let people know by email. He said, we have an hour wait.
Oh.
Of people standing in line. So you got to take the road show and try the grilled cheese.
Guy, get this. They had a grilled cheese with macaroni and cheese and pulled barbecued rib pork.
And you know what? That right there, that should be one of the trophies of Minute to Win It. I'll tell you something, guys. You're on to something right there, and you should put a link to your website. I mean, I can find everything else. I can find space shuttle launch times on your guys' website.
Yeah, pretty cool.
You should put that on there, because the taco truck or the food truck scene that's going on in L.A. is leading the world. I'm not kidding you. This I was just down there shooting. I was just down there doing Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, and we shot a truck called Don Chow's Chinese Mexican Food.
I saw that one.
What?
And I'm going to tell you something, guys. You have got it in L.A. If you live there, you live L.A. proper, you know, even, I mean, come up from Orange County, the taco truck scene, I can just call them taco trucks because that's what most people can relate to,
right,
is so huge. You got about 65 different trucks right now. I think that's the number. Running. You have an organization that's all about food vending street gourmet trucks, or, you know, some elaborate name. But I'll tell you something. You guys should get the list of where they are and who they are and be the portal. That's it.
That's a great idea.
Portal of food.
Because this Chinese truck, people, they were lined down the block.
It was Chinese-Mexican food?
Chinese-Mexican food. See, called Don Chow. And I'll tell you something. These guys, you know, it's simple food made on the truck. They actually make the food on the truck. And it's as good as you'll find, and it's unique. You know, you can get Chinese food and you get Mexican food, but when can you get, when can you get a Kung Pao chicken burrito?
Well, you know, Guy, I, the only problem with eating Chinese Mexican food is about an hour later, you want to take a dump and then eat again.
You know,
I'll put that over here.
I just didn't know if I was going to be able to hold on for it. I want to get, you know, when it comes celebrity time, to do, you know, we're getting ready to, the premiere of the show, Minute to Win It, is this Sunday.
Yep.
2-hour premiere. And ironically enough, guys, right when that premiere is taking place, on Food Network, a premiere of another new show that I'm doing called Ultimate Recipe Showdown, which comes out every year. We do a 6-episode special. Will be premiering the same time on Food Network. So when does a guy launch two?
Wow.
But If you check this out, once this show hits, if it pulls off the way we think, we're going to have a celebrity challenge. I got to have, when it comes to a doubles competition, I got to have you two on.
We're there, man.
Let us know.
And again, I want to go back to something you said, and this is why this is going to be such a great show. A Minute to Win It premieres Sunday, this Sunday night, NBC at 7 o'clock. These are regular people, and these are things that regular people can do. You're not eating cockroaches. You're not, you know, doing that kind of, you're not racing. You're not walking
you
a tight wire.
You're a road scholar. Exactly.
What a great little idea. I mean, I hope it works, and with you at the helm, I'm sure it's going to, man.
Well, you're going to see some really neat people going after some big money, winning some big money, and that's the thing. I told him, I said, I don't want to be game showy. I said, there's some tough company in that market. You know, some of these dudes that have been doing game shows really own it and command. I said, I just want to be their buddy that's hanging out going, dude, man, you're there. Man. You know, what do? You got three lives, man. Are you sure? And, I mean, there was a couple times where I swore when I walked off that stage that my producers were going to be there to wring my neck, because I was going, go home, take the money. money, but you take the money. And I don't even know what the next challenge is. You know, but you're there in the moment, and you kind of evaluate your friend, or you evaluate the person, see where they're at. But yeah, it's a real true show. No hocus pocus. And what you see is what you get. So it was good. But, guys, I got to thank you again. Thank you for all the support. You know, when we did the Guy Fieri Roadshow January and December, and we came through L.A., the number one show, the sold-out show, the show that took everybody by storm was the L.A. show.
Mm.
And I got to believe that a lot of that had to do with you guys,
you guys
talking it up. But it was the show, by the way, guys, when I made the announcement. I said to everybody, I said, you know, good evening, thanks for coming to the show. Here's the great, we got a lot going on. I said, this is kind of like a family reunion. Over here on my left-hand side, I've got my Food Network family. And on my right-hand side, I got my NBC family. And you could hear the crowd go, you know, take a little gasp. So that's when we made the announcement of the show.
Check it out. It is this Sunday night, 7 p.m. on NBC. It's called Minute to Win It. Guy, as always, love talking to you.
You guys are the best. I want you in the wine country. Tell me when we're eating.
Hang on. Ted's going to pick up. I was just up there and I forgot who to call. I didn't have any information.
I know I'm supposed to call somebody. I'm up here.
You gave me a number and I forgot. So okay. Ted will get that real quick. And Guy, thanks again, man. And best of luck with Minute to Win It this Sunday, NBC, 7 p.m. Man, have a great day.
You guys are the best. Thanks.
8:30 this morning, we have our final two married couples. We don't know who they are yet. Final two married couples that will compete in no apparent reason. The winner gets the high-def flip phone, and then right after we give that away, we put all five couples' names in a hat. We draw one. They're going to Vegas. This happens at 8:30. It is the Mark and Brian Radio Program.